Our Father and our God, we thank you once again for another opportunity to hear your word. We thank you once again for what you did on Friday. We thank you once again for what you have done in previous Sundays here. We thank you once again for what you will do today. We ask you to have your way. We ask you to take absolute control. We ask you to pour down your spirit. We ask you to anoint the word that will be proceeding from this pulpit, that it will be word of life, word that will renew, word that will rebuild, word that will encourage, word that will refine us. Father, have your way and speak to me, that you alone would be glorified. Thank you, Almighty God, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Amen. We thank God, for our God is ever faithful. Whenever we are here, God is always taking care of us. Last Friday, we are here. God ministered to us beyond what we can imagine. And we trust God that God will do the same or beyond, touching our lives and building us. So from where we read this morning, where we took our text, which is 2 Kings chapter 7, from verse 1 to the end, we saw what happened there. But pre-time of this event, in chapter 6, we saw what happened. At that time, the famine was so terrible. The Syrian government came and besieged Israel. And the time was so terrible for the Israelites that a family, two friends came together and said, let's kill our children for food. So one of them killed her child. The next day, for the other lady to kill her own child, the lady said no. So they were like struggling. So you can imagine that kind of situation. That was the time that they found themselves in a time in the life of the Israelites. Because they found themselves in that kind of situation, the king heard about it. The king was furious. He said, okay, I will kill Elisha, the prophet, the man of God. So he sent some messengers to behold the man of God. So Elisha was with the elders of the city. So they were like discussing the event, because the event at that time was terrible, more than what they can imagine. You can think about that in a situation where food was so scarce that they had to kill someone to eat someone as food. So that was exactly the situation they found themselves at that point in time. However, there was a man of God. Elisha was at that point in time called to serve Israelites as a man of God, anointed by God. So on their way, on the ways of the messengers to Elisha said he had the stories, and he made a prophetic utterance. He said, by this time tomorrow, there will be abundance, things will change, and so on. However, there was a young man beside him, and so on. The young man was also powerful, an officer of that time. What this officer said, look, even if God opens the windows of heaven, can that be? You can imagine, the man that said that, he was also noble. The Bible made it clear he was a noble man, he was a spoken man. He thinks that that kind of thing cannot happen. Then Elisha said to him, "Look, it will happen, but thou will not partake on that." So after that prophetic word, we can see a lot of events that happened. That comes the title of this message, which says, "Be more fruitful." Be more fruitful. At a time that we have seen things going contrary, if you have an analogy of what is going on in this nation, you will see that the word of God is very, very scarce. Things are going the way people want it. They prophesy what they want to hear. The word of God, the people that prophesy the word of God or teach the word of God, they are very, very few. So that is exactly the time in the life of the Israelites they found themselves, the siege. There was like a besiege. In the time of the Israelites, there was a besiege of food, but in our time, food is in abundance, but the word of God is not proclaimed. So the word of God is not as you can think that out there, they are not hearing this word of God we are hearing. So this is exactly what happened if you look at the physical aspect of it and the spiritual aspect of it. The physical aspect of it was we are having more food. At that time, for the Israelites, there was no food. It was like besieged. Okay? In our own time, we have more food, but the word of God is not there. Only few places we hear the word of God, like here. So these people, the man of God, as it has been prophesied, that there will be abundance, that we need to stretch out and so on. Some people say, how can it be? Before now, the prophecy has been coming. The prophecies expand to the east, expand to the west. Pastor has been saying this. But some people will say, how can it be? How can we expand? How can this happen? So at that time, because the man of God was filled with the power of God, he made that prophetic utterance. Then the noble that should have joined the man of God, doubted the man of God. I pray that none of us will doubt the man of God. Okay? So the noble that was there, the Lord of the armies that was there, he doubted the man of God. He said, it can't be. The man of God also said, it will be. But when this event happens, you will not be part of it. I pray that none of us without men of God. Because the Bible says this, believe the prophets, and the word of God will be established. So at that point in time, because of the incident, because of what was happening, the lepers, the four lepers, the siege was terrible. The four lepers, they were in trouble. There was no food for them. They had disease. They were outcasts of the city. They made a decision. They said, look, if they continue in this city, they will actually die. But let them go to the Syrian government. Let them go to their own camp. Even if they will die, let them die there. God sent them there. So when they went there, they saw a different scenario. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Kings, please. 2 Kings chapter 7. I'll read a few verses there. It says there, "And when this leper came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat, and did drink, and carried thence silver, and gold, and lemons, and went and hid it, and came again, entered into another tent, and carried there also, and went and hid it." In verse 9, "Then they said one to another, we did not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, that we may go and tell king's household." That is where my point is coming from. We do not well. If we do not go out there to tell the world about the greatness of his power,
We do not well. We have been fed. We have been being fed for a while. You know, we come over here, we hear the word of God, we are strengthened by the word of God, we go out there again, we come back, we do not well. If we tarry, if we miss this opportunity to preach this gospel, to bring people, if we miss this opportunity, the man of God, our man of God, our pastor has said there will be abundance, and the abundance in our time, there is abundance of harvest. It's a time for you to be more fruitful. It is a time for me to be more fruitful by going out there, inviting men and women. Why? They are out there looking for a scenario like this, looking for a place where they will hear the word of God. So these lepers, the four of them, they ate, they got enough. They hid them. Some of us, we have ate, we have had enough of the word of God. They said, look, if we continue, I can tell you what, if we continue without going out there to publicize this gospel, I can tell you what, we will start fighting for positions. If we do not go out there, if we live our lives based on ourselves, you know, a life of self, let me get this, let me get that, get me wrong, get me right. All these are good. Get me right. All of them is good. But you do not well if you keep yourself silent at this time. If we do not use this opportunity to get men and women saved, the opportunity for the greatness of his power to be demonstrated, you do not well. There's no two ways about this. The lepers, they had their disease. They were not healed. The lepers, there were no food for them to eat. The lepers, they were rejected. In fact, the society cast them away. They were the outcasts of the society. They were not part of the society. You can see it there. In fact, for them to inform the potter, they informed the potter, the potter informed the king. That means they were outcast from the society. So they had their own problem, but they forsook their problem. They said, we do not well. You do not well. If we keep silent at this time, if we do not do all things that are within our reach to bring men and women to the kingdom of God at this season, who knows if they will have this opportunity again? Opportunity to hear the word of God, opportunity to be saved by the power of God. We do not well because this program is just once, sometimes it will be once in the lifetime of some people. I can tell you that. We do not well. Let's do all we can. Let's use all the resources we have. In the time of Esther, Esther met the greatest risk of her life. She said, if I perish, I perish. When she heard the story that Mordecai and his groups has destined that the people of Israel will be destroyed, she called a fast. She took a stand. You can do better than that. You can join in fast. You can join in prayers. You can join in Facebook adverts. You can join in many, many other ways to publicize this. Why? Men and women, young people are out there. Some are even dancing their ways to hell. Some are even dancing their ways to all kinds of atrocities. And some are looking for someone to come and tell them. Let's use this opportunity. Let's not keep silent at this time. Because saving a soul, you can imagine. That soul will say, oh, I heard that word of God at so-so time, and my life was touched. We do not well. We heard the stories of Deborah. In the time of Deborah, Deborah acted. Would you act, or would we keep silent? We do not well for the young people. for Caleb. Caleb said, no, even at this time, I'm still strong. Give me that mountain. I will conquer it. Caleb took action. He acted. So also, we need to act. We do not well. So let's consider our stand. I'm bringing a short message, stand, concerning this program. Because I know some are folding their hands. Some are saying, can it be? The prophecy is, we are taking this city. How are we going to take the city? We don't know. But God has spoken to us. We are taking this city for Christ. The action, who will take the action, is cement for us. For the young boy that donated his bread to Jesus, he just donated his bread when Jesus Christ preached. Jesus Christ used it to multiply. So you can donate something for this program. But this event, which I strongly believe that God has called us to act, is something that we need to take some actions. We need to. It's a serious thing. Why? God is calling us. Why? God wants us to do something concerning this event. He doesn't want you to fold your hands. Why do I know this? God has spoken to me several ways, even from the beginning of this service, to confirm what I'm telling you. The message is not all about healing or about this, but about you taking some action, supporting what God is doing, going extra miles to say, look, God, I'm not going to keep quiet. This is the time to act. A time of harvest. A time that I will not sit by for others to harvest. A time that I will sow in my time, sow in myself, sow in my resources for the greater harvest. Because I know God that has called us to that waterfront, he has called us for greater things. Do you want to see the greatness of his power? I'm asking a question. Do you want to see the greatness of his power? Would you art? Would you art or would you fold your hands? I'm asking another question. Would you art or would you fold your hands? Would you art? Some are not answering that question. It's a serious question. You can imagine a time I should have been preaching other things. But God is saying, preach about this. In the message, when the songs were going on, it says, I give my life away so that you can use me. Whenever I'm preaching, I have not been discussing my message with my wife, Nancy. You can hear the testimony, the prophecy. I never. The worship team, I didn't tell them what I'm preaching. In fact, some of them don't even know that I'm preaching. But God is making it clear. You can hear that word. I give myself away so that you can use me. Would you act? I want us to stand up. It's a short message. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Cry out unto God. It's a short message. A message to art. Talk to God. Talk to God about this. About the program that is coming forth. It's a program that can change the destiny of mankind in this nation. Talk to God, please. Talk to him. God will reveal to you what you need to do concerning this program. It's a program that our pastor has prophesied that this is a time of harvest. God wants us to be more fruitful. Talk to God. Tell him, God, here am I, so that you can use me. Talk to God.
They went into the camp and they received, while everyone else was dying, they received the provision which saved them. And they said, we could just make this all about us, that we're saved, and keep it to ourselves and hide it. Like there's so many Christians today, but they say, we're not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. That's a word there that so many Christians, you have received the life-giving word. You have received the word of life, and you are saved. And it's very easy to say, I'm just making it all about me and my blessings from here on. But it says, if we remain silent and we don't tell and share what we have discovered, they said, this is a day of good news and we have the good news of Jesus Christ. And if we remain silent and wait until morning, until Christ comes, some punishment will come upon us, or at least you won't have the reward Christ wants to give you. But this is an opportunity to serve him and decree and declare and speak the word of God and bring people that don't remain silent, that other people will be saved through you. And when Christ returns, he will say, instead of any judgment, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant, receive your reward. I tell you, Christ is coming. This is a time not to just think about ourselves, what we do. This is a time to proclaim and to preach and declare. I just see many Christians with one of those tapes across their mouth, and God's ripping the tape off our mouths in this season to proclaim and just share. Don't worry if you know the gospel perfectly. Just speak to people what God has done in your life, and God will do the rest. I tell you, God wants to save so many people in this city, That's why we're not going to the nations this season, because God is saying this is our nation's time. This is our city's time. Oh, Lord. Just lift your hands to God. Lord, we just lift our hands to you today. We are just saying, as we lift our hands to you today, like Isaiah. Isaiah, Lord, he said, man of unclean lips, but you've cleansed my lips with the coal, and you have cleansed our lips with the blood of Jesus. And he said, now send me. Lord, we lift our hearts to you, our hands to you today in an act of surrender. We say, Lord, speak through us, Lord. But use us to bring people. Lord, it's not about the growth of a church, it's about the salvation of souls. Use us to bring people into your kingdom in this season. Lord, you'll use us beyond what we can imagine. As we speak, Lord, you'll speak through us.